Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been already rolled back, for it was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe. They were utterly amazed, and he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. The year was 2007. It was a weekday, January 12th. And a busker playing his violin, wearing a baseball cap, played at the metro station on a cold January morning. He played for 45 minutes. It is estimated that more than 1,000 people passed by. 17 stopped briefly to listen to him. In 45 minutes, he played Bach, most intricate and difficult pieces of violin. He collected $32 in 45 minutes. One person gave him $20. The others collectively gave him the rest. When he had finished, he left there. It was an experiment done by the Washington Post. The violinist was Joshua Bell, a world-famous violinist who debuted at Carnegie Hall when he was 17 years old. The violin he was playing was a Stradivarius worth $3.5 million. And the experiment was to test whether, in fact, when we journey along in life, we miss some of the most important moments because we are distracted or we are too busy. Makes you wonder how much of life we really miss and how much we really see. G.K. Chesterton said, "You must look at things which are familiar long enough until they become unfamiliar. Only then do you truly see." And when we gather here to celebrate Easter Sunday, we look at the hospitality of a church and how the hospitality has changed. The notion of welcome and belonging and inclusion has radically changed in recent times. We'll gather around tables to celebrate the Easter day later this day. And we're told, don't discuss religion or politics. I've wondered why. It may be the arrogance of certainty. It may be my compulsion to convince you that I am right and you are wrong. Religion or politics seem to be the venues where the arrogance of certainty has a special life. This was true also in the church. We had an arrogance of certainty, and now we are somehow united in our uncertainty. We are bonded in our humanity. Now we are called to see beyond the obvious, to entertain other opinions, to respect other beliefs, to reverence God's presence in all people, whomever they may be, and from whenever they come. And that's the spirit in which we gather here to celebrate the meaning of life. The meaning of life will be discovered when we reverence God's presence in all people. So now we have a large gathering today, and Cambria has already expressed words of welcome to all those who are visiting us, and those who belong to us but occasionally come and share prayer with us. We bless you and we thank you for your coming. Sometimes I think when I come to Easter, I should wish you a Merry Christmas, because a lot of you I won't see until Christmas. Still, it's fine. Because you all belong. You're part of a family. And that's the most important teaching we have. If you want to live life, you must live life in the manner in which you reverence all those around you. The manner in which you show hospitality. And this will happen not just in a church. It's our humanity which unites us now, not our certainties. Pema Chodron, this Buddhist nun, in her book, Comfortable with Uncertainty, she says, anxiety in your life does not come from the lack of certainty. Anxiety comes from the false presumption that you should have certainty. And we lived in the church for a long time on the false perception that we had all the answers and that we were rooted in certainty. And somehow, when we come to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we find all the first followers of Jesus Christ, they were all uncertain. They had to grow and grow in faith in touching the person of Jesus Christ. So I bless you in your coming, and I bless you in your going, and I bless you around the tables in which you will gather today. The place in which you will find uncertainty, in which humanity will appear, and you will reverence the presence of humanity. A place where humanity will unite you, not divide you. Where differences will somehow be the bonds which create a genuine community. Not something superficial, but something deep and something profound. Something more substantial than opinions or a way of life or a belief. In this way, this day becomes a day of life. So my friends, my brothers, my sisters, celebrate the presence of life in our community and our prayer today, and carry that presence of life into your homes, into your communities, where somehow you will live out the fullness of life in the manner in which you embrace all those around you. Amen.